Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 989. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is Why a Salad Isn't a Healthy Meal. Now, what I'm going to do today is actually cover three reasons why a salad is actually not a healthy meal. Now, this is a little bit of clickbait. I'll be upfront with that because, of course, a salad can be a great meal. But there's just situations and ways in which people eat salads that can make it an unhealthy meal, or at least make it not as impactful for health as people believe it to be. So too often people think, okay, well, I'm having a salad and being healthy. And that's not always the case. There's a bigger picture to things. There's kind of more details to that meal than simply just what is in the meal. We've talked about this a lot, is that what you eat isn't as important as how much and when. So how much you eat is the most important thing. When you eat is second most important. And then kind of the what of what you eat is kind of the third most important. So let's talk through this. I think it'll be kind of fun, and we would want to kind of think at these concepts, the three things I'm going to bring up, as how it would relate to any meal that we have. So these are just kind of overall global things we can look at for helping us to better understand healthy nutrition. Okay, so the first case in which a salad can be an unhealthy meal is actually when it contributes to under-eating and kind of a disordered eating pattern. And what I mean by this is too often, or most often, what everybody kind of messes up with nutrition is they under-eat during the day and they overeat at night. So we all deem ourselves to be too busy to eat, which is total bullshit. Whatever your reason is, you're full of shit. You can eat more during the day if you prioritize that and take the time to do so. Now, I know that makes me sound like a complete jerk and you're going to be mad at me, but I've worked with well over 2,000 people. I need to recount it. It's probably up to 2,500 at this point. And I've worked with people in every situation you could possibly think of. So people with six kids, people with, you know, six jobs, every situation you can think of. And there are ways in which you can better prioritize food. So I've had people where they work, you know, 12, 14 hour days. They're physical labor. Like I had one guy, he used to load and unload trucks at 50 some years old because that's what his, you know, that was his job. And it's the place he found himself in life, we'll just say that. And he wanted to still do kind of bodybuilding and be strong. And he's like, how do I do this? I have such a physical job. I'm always so tired. And here what happened was is he'd get up in the morning, drink coffee, and try to have like a small meal. And then he'd go like freaking 10 hours without any food, then try to lift weights and eat a whole bunch of food at night. And it's like, dude, you're destroying your body. You're running the machine of your body all day without any fuel or maintenance or repair, nothing. And then you're trying to just jam all the fuel in at the end of the day, and that's not going to work. So what we started doing was he took protein bars, he took like nut packages, like single serving nut packages and things, and he shoved them in the pockets of his clothes. So he had pockets in his pants, left and right pocket, and then he always tried to wear a shirt or a hoodie or a jacket or something. So he had another two pockets in the top part of his apparel. And what he would do is about every 2 hours, he would pull something out of one of those pockets and he would take a bite or two as he's walking into the truck. He'd carry stuff back out. He'd take a bite or two while he's walking back into the truck, carry stuff back out. If he was loading the truck, then he would, you know, load stuff into the truck, take a bite or two while he's walking back out. So he would do what he needed to do to get bites in. I work with people who are nurses, teachers, people who do physical therapy, and they're just kind of boom, 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 back to back to back to back with clients. One client I have, he owns his own business, but it's busy, and he's busy all day. So what he does is in the morning, he puts in two kind of snack bars, protein bar things, and two protein shakes in the bathroom. And then he walks in the middle of the day. If he has to go to the bathroom, he just grabs one of those drinks and kind of chugs it, or he grabs a bar and takes a couple bites and walks back out. So he knows, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom during the day, so I'll just put my food in the bathroom. Now, you might think of, like, all these things I'm saying is like, oh, geez, you know, sounds like a pain in the butt. Well, so is being unhealthy. So is never reaching your dreams. So is, you know, like, which would you rather have? Would you rather have to drink a protein shake in the bathroom every day or be unhappy with the way you look in the mirror every single day, all day, every minute of the day, every second of your life? Okay? So there are ways in which you can prioritize food better and get food in during the day. Now, what happens when people have a salad as their meal is if structured in a certain way and when we're not paying attention to our calories, you could pretend, like essentially you're going to be eating something. So you would say, I have a salad for lunch. And you're like, well, I had lunch. You know, I'm having calories during the day. Why am I so hungry at night? Or why is it so bad, you know, with how much food I eat at night? I'm having lunch. You say, you know, people don't eat enough during the day and they overeat at night. Well, I eat a salad for lunch every single day. Well, salads, depending on their structured, how they're structured and what's in the salad, can actually have way too many calories, or it can have not anywhere near enough calories. So that's one of the ways in which people who eat a salad thinking they're healthy could actually be getting it wrong, is they could actually be eating too few of calories. They're under eating their calories. And depending on the ingredients on the salad, there could not actually be enough protein in that meal. So if we look at what's most important in a diet, what's most impactful to our overall health, we said it's how much you eat, and what time you eat, and then what you eat. In the process of figuring out what is the right things to eat, there's a balance of how much protein you need to have every day. If you're not having any protein item, protein containing item in that meal, you're missing the protein that you need from that meal. So if there's not, you know, a piece of meat on there, some eggs in there, maybe some cheese, if there's not some protein containing item, then that salad is not optimal for health in regards to the balance of the nutrients. There should be protein in that meal. Now, we've talked about this before, is how much protein do we need? We have a podcast for that. It's literally titled, How Much Protein Do I Need? It's podcast 33. If you can't find podcast 33, just Google for it or email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. And that'll give you the long-winded answer and all the specialty details of, in general, you need 0.6 grams to 1 gram per pound of body weight, depending on whether you lift weights aggressively or you don't. So whatever your body weight is, you need 60% to 100% of that in grams of protein. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should have, 30, 60, 90 grams of protein, up to 150 grams of protein. So somewhere in that range. The more you do resistance training, the more protein you need. The less resistance training you do, the less protein you need. But in general, that's how you decide your protein. Now, that would be divided by all your meals throughout the day. You want to have it relatively even. So it might equate to each meal of the day, you're supposed to have, say, 20 grams of protein. Well, if you're having a salad and that's quote unquote a healthy meal, but there's no protein source in it, then you're under eating your protein. You're going to be under repaired. Your body's not going to be running as efficiently as it should be, and you'll have some negative consequences to that. So the other thing that salads can have the risk of is increasing disordered eating patterns. Now, when I was younger, I won't look like it if you see me on Instagram, but I actually was anorexic when I was younger for about 2.5 years. 2.5, 3 years, something like that. And where I'd eat one meal a day and try to burn off the calories of that meal. And I did that for years. And it was really unhealthy, ridiculously, ridiculously, ridiculously unhealthy. And one of the things that happens when you're in a disordered eating pattern, whether it's anorexia, bulimia, or just undiagnosed, is you're very aware of what your eating looks like to other people. So, for example, in my case, I always made sure I ate dinner. I would usually get up, you know, quote unquote, too late for breakfast. I would go to school and kind of meander through food, not really eat much while sitting with my friends. But then I would eat a dinner at night because I knew my parents could see whether I ate dinner or not. And so they would see me eating dinner, and therefore I knew that they wouldn't bother me then. So, but it was very important as to what other people saw. Well, often when people are overweight, or they're afraid of being overweight or afraid of being judged, they'll eat a salad as it looks like it's healthy when they're around other people. So our society deems salad as a healthy meal, and you want to look like you're eating healthy, even if you feel like you're unhealthy, even if you feel like your eating patterns are questionable, but you want that appearance in front of other people. A salad kind of feeds into that, is it can give us that kind of appearance of eating healthy, even if we actually overeat at other times of the day when we're alone. A lot of times I'll talk to people and they'll be, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight. And they'll be telling me like, oh, I have a salad every day for lunch, or I have this and this. And I'm like, there's no way in hell you're 50 pounds overweight. if all you're eating is, you know, like rabbit food. So we then have to break down the truth, and yeah, they have that salad for lunch, they have an okay dinner, but then before bed they, you know, sneak foods here or there, they have emotional foods every couple days, big binges, things like that. No, that's okay, I'm not picking on the person. I mean, I have my own emotional issues with food when I was younger, so I'm just saying that that's commonly what happens. So in those cases, I ask them to be as honest as possible so that way I can help them. That's really what my job is, to in a sense kind of counsel people through how to manage food. If I know the truth, I can help. If somebody just doesn't want to appear like they have that issue, unfortunately your body tells us that you do. Now, that's something you want to just kind of be aware of. And make sure that if you do talk to somebody about food, you trust them. If you don't trust them to be honest, then don't work with them. If you trust them enough, then be honest and let them help you the best they can. So I've helped people through a lot of eating disordered issues. I used to work with a therapist who would send people to me, and we would actually create programs in which I would do nutrition education so people knew what food could do for them, and then we would manage it through exercise. So we kind of work through how to properly control food rather than just trying to avoid it or binge eating it and controlling it in other ways. So I very loved that aspect of my job. I still do it here and there, but it's a lot of fun to be able to help people through something that I personally struggled through myself. So the correction on how we can improve a salad and not make it be unhealthy towards under eating is to know your calories per meal, is know how many calories you're supposed to have in a meal, and then look up the salad you're eating. You know, if you look up at MyFitnessPal, if you're getting it from a restaurant, you can go to their website and look up the calories and see how many calories are in that salad versus how many calories you're supposed to have. So your question then is, well, how many calories do I need? Well, what do you know? We have a podcast about that. So podcast 153 is titled, How Many Calories Do I Need? You can Google that. You can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com if you need the link. But that'll answer for you how many calories you need. You would then figure out how many calories per meal. And you would want to just make sure that the salad you're eating contains that many calories. And that way it'll help you make sure that you're not under eating at that meal. You can also add protein items, and that would be things like, you can do like lean meats on a salad, like a chicken salad rather than a chickenless salad. You can add eggs. A lot of people add hard-boiled eggs. A lot of people add cheese. Just some things that can add some protein for you to make that meal a little more complete and make sure that it actually is fully actually healthy, not just what we perceive to be healthy. Okay, the second reason why a salad can actually be unhealthy is the complete opposite. Rather than under-eating, it actually causes you to overeat because there's a lot of hidden calories in salads. And what we mean by hidden calories is there's calories in there that you're not really paying attention to. They're not as obvious as other forms of calories. So example of this is dressings. I think pretty much now it's common, you know, it's common joke that people say, I'm having a salad, but then they drown it in ranch dressing. So dressings, especially creamy dressings, they will have a ton of fat in them, a ton. So you might be having a 100 calorie salad, but you're having 400 calories of dressing. And that's actually not uncommon, sadly. So you have to be aware of dressings. You also have to be aware of other toppings. Sometimes people will have a lot of croutons on the salad, which is just pieces of bread, so that adds up carb-wise. They'll have full-fat cheese rather than reduced fat or fat-free cheese. And sometimes people put a fried meat on there. So they'll have, like, you know, fried chicken strips on a salad. And you'll say you're eating salad, you'll believe you're eating salad because we're really good at lying to ourselves, but you're actually eating fried chicken. So this is something we want to be aware of, is what is on your salad. If you think of a salad as like a base of greens, whether it's, you know, iceberg lettuce, spinach, kale for all you crazy health people, or whatever mixture of all that stuff there is, that, and then what's on top of that? Was it vegetables? You know, are you having carrots? Are you having, you know, like peppers, radishes, whatever the heck you might put on a salad? That stuff is going to be low calories. That's going to be totally fine. But when you start adding dressings, you start adding croutons, cheese, meats, then the calories start going up. So how do you correct this? What do you know? It goes back to the same damn answer as before, is know your calories. So how you manage under-eating is to know how many calories you're supposed to eat. How you manage overeating is to know how many calories you're supposed to eat. Wow. So I harp on that a lot, so I know I'm sounding like a punk right now, but it really is important to know how many calories you're supposed to have and the calories you're actually eating. If you don't properly manage calories, you're really just kind of shooting in the dark. Sometimes you're going to get it right, sometimes you're going to get it wrong, but you're never really going to know why. So the other thing that people have a belief about counting calories, they're like, well, I don't want to do that my whole life. Who the hell said you had to do that your whole life? That makes no one said that. Counting calories, you can do it for a month or two. You know, you can do it for a week of a month. You just get a little bit of familiarity with it. Try it out for a little bit. Start to learn what's in your food. It's an awesome way for you to take control of your health. So don't think of it as a burden as much as it is a key to unlocking every damn thing you've ever wanted in regards to your physical self. You can take control. You don't have to worry, wonder. You don't have to yo-yo back and forth. You literally can control your body by controlling your calories. So it's actually an empowerment to learn how to count calories, not a burden, not in any way. And as we said, you don't have to do it forever. So I used to count calories carrying around a little book with me because it was before internet on cell phones. And I would look up food all the time. And even to this day, I can tell you how many calories there's in most foods because it just became a normal thing for me. I do not track my calories every day, but I can break down there, sit and think through and probably tell you within a couple hundred of what my calories are. Now, a couple hundred sounds like it's a big range, but if I eat 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day because I'm 275 pounds, if I'm 200 off, it's not that bad. So, but I can sit there and I can tell you how many calories are in most foods because I practiced. Once you practice it enough, then you don't have to do it all the time. So again, remember, it's an empowerment, a strengthening of yourself. It's how you're going to better control your happiness. So it's a good thing to be able to do. And you only have to do it enough to become familiar with it. Cool. Okay. Then the third thing that we'd think of is how a salad can be unhealthy is in the general scope that it feeds the concept of healthy food being most important. So when you ask somebody, like, you know, they say, well, I eat healthy, I always ask, like, well, what is that to you? Like, how do you define healthy? And almost always the first thing they start naming is types of foods, such as, I have a salad for lunch every day. Or, oh, yeah, you know, I have fruit every day for breakfast. And it's like, okay, well, what the hell about having fruit every day for breakfast means that it's healthy? You know, I'd be like, well, how do you know that fruit is healthy? And they look at me like, what do you mean? So, and I'm like, okay, because you've heard you're supposed to have fruits and vegetables every day. Do you know why? Do you know how many? Do you know at what time of the day it's actually most impactful, most beneficial? Do you know that food should be blended with other foods? You know, like, too often people have these kind of snippets of quote-unquote knowledge when it's not knowledge. It's just regurgitated information from somebody else. They heard someone say it once, so therefore they're going to say it. That's not knowledge. It just means you're aware of the same words as someone else, but you don't actually know whether those words are true or know the experience of those words. So just because you can quote something doesn't mean you know it. Not at all. So that is unfortunately what eating salad can feed into is, oh, I eat healthy. I don't know why I'm overweight. I don't know why I don't have good energy. I don't know why my stomach's all upset. I don't know why I am not the way I want to be because I quote unquote eat healthy. And your goal, your thought of how to control that is on what you eat. No, 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 no. The first thing you need to control is calories. You need to know how much food you're taking in. That then can control a lot from there. So calories kind of controls the change of weight, and it controls how well you're fueling your body every day. Are you underfeeding it some days, overfeeding it some days? You know, are you having underfed moments of the day leading to tiredness, fatigue, anxiety, stress, and then you're overeating it later on in the day leading to increased body fat, increased guilt, increased digestive stress? So by controlling calories, we can control a significant portion of the things that we have to endure that we would consider to be unhealthy aspects of eating, like bad side effects, negative things. If you control calories, you can control most of those. The second most important thing is controlling how much protein is in your diet, and then the timing of your food. only once you have calories, protein content, and timing controlled, then does the what of what you eat really matter, like whether you're having a healthy food such as a salad or whether you're having other forms of carbohydrates. So whether a Pop-Tart or a sweet potato, you know, like which is a better carbohydrate, none of that matters. That answer does not matter until you control calories, protein, and timing. Because there are times in which a Pop-Tart would actually be a better choice than a sweet potato. Yeah, imagine that. There are times when a sweet potato would be a stupid choice of carbohydrates compared to a Pop-Tart. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that interest you now? Mm. So we have to know our calories, protein, timing. Then we can start to pick the right foods, the right individual specific foods. So the big thing I want to get across in today's podcast is just because you eat a certain food doesn't mean you eat healthy. You have to control calories, protein, and timing. Those are the most important components. Then the what of what you eat does matter, of course, but it doesn't overtake the missing components of calories, protein, and timing. Okay? So what we all fall prey to is we want to put in some effort towards a goal because it allows us to feel good about ourselves. But often we skip putting in the true effort that matters because it looks like it's more than we want to do. So we only put in some effort, but what do you know? We don't get the results we want. We're unhappy. We complain. We feel sad. We feel negative. We feel defeated. We feel confused. But we're unhappy. So we put in some effort, but we get nothing for it. Or we could choose to put in some effort towards what matters most and get something for it. But we're just afraid of that one thing. Like if I tell you to count your calories, go figure out what your calories. Go listen to podcast 153, do what it says, track your food for a couple days using MyFitnessPal, and see how you do. If that seems too much of a burden to you, if that seems like too much work, that's a mental flaw. That is not work. That's a freaking secret for success. I just told you how to control your happiness. How to control your body, your image, the way you feel, the way you look. I just gave you the secret that you're looking for. Everybody who's trying all these stupid fad diets, you know, you're trying a keto diet, intermittent fasting, you're trying HCG shots. Why try all these dumbass, shortcut, goofy things that require a lot of stress, a lot of effort, but get us nothing long term? When it could be as simple as listening to one 20-minute podcast, downloading MyFitnessPal, taking 10 minutes a day to track your food for 3 to 7 days. That's it. That's it. Probably the equivalent of 60 minutes of work over the next week. 1 hour in the next week of your life could unlock everything that you've been looking for. Why do we not do that? Why? Will you pass on that opportunity? Will you dismiss what I've just told you will allow you to feel in control of yourself? Will allow you to take a step closer to the life that you want? Will you miss that opportunity? Or will you take hold of it? Okay. I hope you do it. If you have any questions in the process, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please click like. But more importantly, if you think the podcast is helpful, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. So please, please, please share the podcast. Thank you so, so much to those who do. Then you can always find more information from us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if you need any help as you're working your way to finding out your nutritional needs, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.